Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decree. His decree, though, we learn from a hadith, part of it is contingent to our will. Some people receive God's best. Some people, because of their own negligence, stop themselves from receiving God's best. So what happens is sometimes you and I, we get good opportunities come our way. Good opportunities. Chances for us to do something special, to change our lives for the better, to do something for Islam and the Muslims. What happens? Sometimes this lack of confidence and belief that God sees me as being strong, this takes over. The person stops themselves from receiving Allah's best. I'll give you one hadith. The hadith is from the first Imam. It says this, Al-haya'u yamna'u rizq. Being shy when I'm not supposed to. Not thinking God's going to come through for me. Not believing Allah's promises. Shrinking back from opportunities. Yamna or rizq. God has something special, but I had to walk through the door. I had to trust Him. I had to believe that yes, through Allah, I can do this. I stop myself from receiving Allah's best. So the ahadith of Ahlul Bayt, they tell us that these opportunities pass like clouds. So take advantage of good opportunities. They come your way, don't be afraid, step into it, receive Allah's best. The problem with some of us, inshallah, this isn't us, but a reminder for us, is for some of us, believing God's promises is a challenge. Some people don't believe God's promises the same way that they believe things that are tangible. When they hear a verse of Quran, it's not that real for the person. But this is a sign actually of true faith. Hadith. It says this, La yasduqu imanu abdin. Nobody's faith is real. Nobody's faith is sadiq until, the hadith continues, they trust more what's in God's hands than what's in their own. To believe God that much, the promises of Allah, those are true. Even more real than what I can see, what's tangible. So what happens? So sometimes you and I, Allah has His best in store for us that He'd like to give us. But we need to believe His promises. We need to walk through the door. We need to see ourselves as God sees us. For us to learn the power of our own words. Power of our words. The things you and I repeat to ourselves. Imam Khomeini, he says, victory and defeat start inside before they manifest themselves outside. First the person says, I can't, I'm not capable, I'm not strong. Then outside they collapse. The words we say are very, very important.
Reports of Iraqi troops losing more territory to ISIS today.
Whole territory and right into the heart of Baghdad.
Many Iraqi soldiers dropped their weapons and vanished.
Hundreds of thousands of frightened residents.
Easy to see what a destructive force the jihadis are. A new wave of violence has returned to Iraq.
Fighters came to the city and the Iraqi army retreated.
2 days earlier, the jihadi group ISIS took over Mosul with car bombs so powerful the blast pushed the cars into a nearby graveyard.
In Mosul today, we saw sporadic gunfire and burning military vehicles.
ISIS attacked an Iraqi army checkpoint, sending hundreds of thousands of frightened residents fleeing
thousands
for safety.
Thousands of families are now fleeing the city.
The lines of refugees continue to grow.
Thousands of Iraqi families left homeless and scared.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do miracles through us. It's up to us, of course, to believe Allah's promises.
Iraq turned to military advisors from Iran.
Shia militia.
God has your back.
The popular mobilization forces. ISIS would still be here if it wasn't for the PMF and Iran's support.
The elite Revolutionary Guard Quds Force is training, advising, and supporting, led by General Qasem Soleimani.
It's the Iranian-backed militias that patrol key towns in northern Iraq.
In its dying days, ISIS fights to the bitter end. The final battle is in its final days.
Everyone knows ISIS was manufactured by America's allies.
No matter how big the challenge, no matter how powerful the enemy, no matter what we're going through, the situation that we're going through, there's always a vulnerability in the side of the enemy, in the camp of the enemy. There's a way for us to win, no matter what.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has confidence in you.